know some of you are probably wondering if I will ever post a study with me audio again. But the reason why I haven't is because I always forget to record when I study, and it gets so late to the point where I'm like, oh, well, there's no point. So instead of listening to what I usually listen to, which is lo-fi music or my own music, I decided to go back to listening to classical music, since I really need to study with a lot of stuff that's coming up for me. I probably will be rambling a lot in this audio for the fact that I'm going to be focusing, so you're going to hear a lot of aggressive typing and pen clicking and writing, and possibly me just nerding out about classical music and maybe some science facts, depending on if I could think of anything to say. Okay, let's do this. And if you hear squeaking, that's my chair, I'm sorry. Okay, two types of transport, anterograde and retrograde. Anterograde transport. Retrograde transport. I'm not gonna lie, I'm so sick of learning about proteins. Proteins. Interrogates proteins moving from the air towards the cell membrane to be transported in vesicles in the Golgi apparatus. But I forgot, because it's, well, it's me. When do I never forget? The certain piece that I'm listening to right now is called, it's actually one of my favorite pieces, like classical pieces ever. Sorry, I'm getting lost because I'm just getting mesmerized by the way this performer is playing. He's actually one of my biggest inspirations in terms of violin playing. I've been playing violin for a while, so there's that. A fun fact about me, I guess. It's been over 10 years now. Well over 10 years for me, playing violin among other instruments. But the certain violinist, his name is Ray Chen, and he's absolutely amazing at just bringing the piece to life. His musicality is amazing, his intonation, just the way he plays and conveys the piece really brings it to life. One thing I really this is Sibelius's violin concerto in D minor, and this concerto in itself is already very, very difficult, so being able to even play it is one thing, but to be able to bring emotion to the piece and all that, it's amazing. Like, I love every single I love every single piece about this concerto, because each of the movement, there are three movements in this concerto. Each of the movement is just so lovely and so kind of like distinct from each other. The first one is, it's very emotional and peaceful. The second movement is more of a melancholy. Colony kind of thing. I said that word wrong, but whatever, English is hard. And the last one's more upbeat, which is very different from the previous two movements. And I feel like I'm just boring you guys now at this point with classical music and just me appreciate. Oh my god, sorry. One thing I really like about watching him play is the fact that he not only conveys his musicality emotions through the way he plays. Oh, that was amazing. Sorry. But he also does it through his facial expressions, and you could tell because he raises his eyebrows a lot. Amazing. Okay, I think I'm gonna stop talking about classical music for now because I just want to enjoy this. Wow. Screenshot these pictures. I don't know if you could hear it creaking, but if you do hear the creaking, it's because of the wind. It's super windy out here where I am. And yeah. I think out of all the movements in this concerto, the first movement is definitely my favorite. Sibelius did a very, very good job in composing this piece, and I absolutely adore it. I wish I could play that good, but you know, I'm not that great. To be able to play at this type of level requires a lot of practice. A lot of talent that I just simply can't really compare to. I think it was a mistake of me putting on classical music because I'm just mesmerized. Oh, it's this part. It is super windy outside. Wow. Oh, and you know what? One of the things I could, well, I don't know, but he, sorry, I just received a text from my friend, and, oh, god, okay, I'm just gonna quickly say that he does own a Stradivarius violin, which is a very, very, expensive, and also very, very, amazing violin. Honestly, don't know how to explain it to you right now because I'm just distracted by not only the music but also by my friend texting me. That was my favorite part of the first movement, actually. That was just incredible. he owns a Stradivarius violin, and it's, probably one of the best quality violins out there. The way it's built and all. Okay, I don't know if you heard that, but did you hear that? That, like, built up? The motion and the drama. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's been a while since I listened to classical music. I don't know why I haven't. Maybe it's because I get distracted because, oh my god, all the time. Anytime. Ray Chen is one of my favorite violinists. There are many, many good ones out there too. I really like Hilary Hahn. Maxim Venebrov is also, he's also amazing. There's so much. I hear you talk. There's many, many talented violinists out there, and I. Oh my god, those transitions. The way he slides his position and all that. Every time I watch this, watch any kind of like video with violinists, it gets me inspired to take out my own violin and play. And then when I do play, I realize how bad I am, and I get a little discouraged, which I really shouldn't, because, you know, practice will make better. Life is a song just as good. Okay, now time to sleep. Come on, stop being distracted. If you occasionally hear some weird noises like snoring, it's the people in my house. They're all very, very loud snores. One thing I like about classical music, in terms of modern music with lyrics and such, anytime I play the violin and I'm trying to bring some emotion or into the piece, I always have this image in mind, and I see other performers. Anytime they play, it's so beautiful, and I have this like very distinct image in my mind as they play, and the kind of like story or image they're trying to convey is just beautiful. Oh, here comes the part again. Oh, this is one of my favorite parts too. I can't even talk. Oh, that drill. Oh, that's amazing. The reason why I love the first movement is because of just how diverse and dynamic it is. Holy fuck, those double stops. string crossings, everything. Absolutely amazing. Just everything. The first movement, it goes from... Holy fuck. Yeah, knowing me, I would never be able to slide in position that quickly. Or that skillfully. My fingers would just slip. That was the end of the first movement. And for those of you who don't know classical music etiquette, you're not supposed to clap until the entire piece is finished. So now it's gonna be a second movement, which is why you didn't hear any clapping after the first movement. Anyway, the reason why I like the, I'm gonna say quickly before the second movement starts. The reason why I like the first movement a lot is just how it goes from kind of this like sad, happy kind of tone to, it gets very, how do I say it? It's slow and gradual and then gets very intense at the end. Okay, now I actually have to start getting work done. Christ, okay. You know, if you don't listen to classical music, I would highly recommend listening to classical music. It's just, everything about it is amazing. I know not a lot of people enjoy it, or they find that it's boring in ways, but I personally find it very, very interesting, and I love classical music. Like, I've listened to so many different genres of music. And like, this is only just one of many, many genres that I listen to, which you might see in these study with me audios. I'll be going from one music genre to another. It will probably surprise you. Yeah, I could probably just about listen and jam out to any genre of music except for a few. But yeah. Oh, that built up. Listening to classical music again makes me miss playing violin. It's been a very long time for me. I say very long time, but it really has only been a few months. And by now, like, I still need to get my violin restrung, so there's that. Will that ever happen anytime soon? I have no idea. I guess if you're curious as to, I don't know if anyone's curious about this, but if you, for some reason, you are, oh, that was good, sorry. I can't even form sentences, I'm just, I know how to play many instruments. I've never said what kind of instruments I play in any of my Q&A audios that I've released. I say Q&A, but really it was just me answering questionnaires that no one asked me to do, but I did it anyways. Out of sheer boredom, and for the fact that I didn't want to work. But I play violin, piano, guitar, ukulele, and if you would like me to absolutely obliterate your eardrums, I could play the clarinet and the sax. Yeah. I know the piano audio, I said I would probably be quiet for the most part. But clearly that's why. Vesicular transport. How many times have I listened to this performance? It never fails to amaze me. Incredible. Pulse juice labeling for fMRI microscopy and genetic mutations. Okay. Pulse juice labeling using immunotem. TEM, which stands for, I don't know what else, but you know what? TEM stands for transfer electron microscopy, I think. Pretty sure that's what it's called. It's bad that I don't know. Transmission, sorry, my bad. Transmission electron microscopy. No, it's clearly I'm not gonna pass this course. Okay, maybe I should be something good. fluorescent microscopy, which is very interesting. In my opinion. Specifically FRET, which is called fluorescent resonance energy transfer. If you've ever seen images of cells or bacteria it's been fluorescently dyed. That's how biologists study the cells and proteins depending on what they're looking for, which I find personally very cool. I just wish if COVID was not a thing that maybe I would have been able to try out a certain technique. But what can you do? We're coming up on the third movement. That was a very loud snore. Yeah, the people in my house snore very loudly. Yeah. Oh. You'll see what I mean by the difference in Do you hear that difference in the movements? I'm sorry. Somehow these audios always just end up me just nerding out about things that people are probably not interested to hear, but you know, I do it anyways. This is what happens when you study with me. It's not even studying because I'm getting distracted. Okay. I did miss performing, even though I always got nervous to do it. Playing in a symphony is very fun. Have you ever seen an orchestra play? It's just so satisfying to see that they move in sync, because, well, you know, the sections all have the same part that they have to play, depending on which section you are and what instrument you're playing. I have no idea if I'm gonna put on classical music again because I need to do some work. But I'm getting distracted. And I know there's this one video that I really want to play, or one piece I want to listen to right after. And it's... I'll see at the end of the video if I'm gonna listen to it, but... Another amazingly composed... concerto is Mendelssohn's violin concerto in minor. Oh, my leg is cramping. Oh, fuck. That hurts. It's okay, I'm okay. But Mendelssohn's violin concerto in E minor is also amazing. Also very, very difficult, like Sibelius's violin concerto. Absolutely beautiful to hear, and absolutely beautiful to hear. But then I also kind of want to listen to Madison Vinogroff's first sate. I forgot what it's called. I'm butchering all these words that I'm saying, I know it. Hilary Hahn, too, she's incredible. Itzhak Perlman is also amazing. And I... Okay, this is a 34-minute piece. And I believe I have wasted 30 minutes just talking and rambling about classical. Oh, I didn't mean to pause it. Classical music. And probably like a very small chunk of it was productive of me studying. And you know, the occasional snoring that you may hear if the mic picks it up, which I'm pretty sure it probably will. See, I was like, this is so weird. Fuck studying, this is just me rambling at this point. I've always been jealous of people who have long fingers because it makes it so easy. Well, it makes it easier for you to play the violin. Me, with my small hands, I really had to like stretch like stretch my fingers to be able to reach certain positions and certain notes. And like Ray Chen, he has long fingers and he makes it look so easy. Meanwhile, if you were to see me play, you would see how much I have to stretch my finger and I struggle. It's definitely an advantage, in my opinion. And it's easier to play. I'm so sorry, these pauses are just me getting mesmerized. Oh, those double stops. And it makes it easier to play double stops too if you have longer fingers. I keep saying double stops, but I don't know if you know what it means, but double stops basically means you're playing two strings at once on the violin. We're coming towards the end of the movement now. Of the whole concerto, actually. Knowing me, if I attempted that, I would just sound like I'm killing a cat. The violin is very difficult to play. It's very hard to master. In my opinion, it's the most difficult instrument to learn. Because you could be playing for like however many years, but you'll still need to improve. I didn't mean to ramble about classical music, but you know what, now that I am. But yeah, no, with violin, I don't even remember what I was saying. I'm just kind of... Oh, this is amazing. with violin, compared to other instruments, with piano, you could be playing for years, and you would pretty much have most of the techniques down. But with violin, it's... You keep playing, you could be playing for 10 years and you could also still sound like crap. I'm not gonna lie. But I still love playing violin. It's just very, very... I don't know how to describe it, but... There's so many techniques and methods that you use to play the violin and... It's difficult to master because unlike piano and guitar, or with piano, the notes are already there, the piano's already in tune and such. With guitar, you have frets, so you know where to place your fingers and such to get the note that you want, whether if it's a sharp, flat, neutral, whatever it is. With violin, it's a guessing game. Okay, it is a constant guessing game, and you have to get really good at that guessing, and you pretty much have to train your ears to listen to whether or not you have that note in the exact spot that you want it to be in. And that was like the most difficult part of me learning when I first started out. Hell, sometimes I struggle with it now, but more so when I'm playing in higher positions. Like past 6th, 7th position, because those notes get very, very high, and it's just I could probably talk about violin for hours on end, but I don't really want to bore you with all these facts. Essentially, I don't know if anyone who's listening to this is plays any instruments or is a music person per se. I hope you don't find it too controversial that I say that violin is the hardest, in my opinion. I mean, you do have cello, bass, and viola, but violin's the hardest, my guy. But it's absolutely beautiful once you really learn how to do it. And also, I might just say that his vibrato is fucking amazing. That's something I'm still also working on. It's definitely better than when I first started. And my god, it was a struggle, but it's definitely better. Okay, I'll explain it anyways, because why the fuck not? Vibrato is essentially, if you ever see a person playing violin and they're kind of shaking their hand as they have their fingers on the fingerboard, that's what it is. You're making the note kind of, well, you're making it vibrate, essentially, hence the term vibrato. And it really brings more character in life to the note that you're playing, which is something that you can't really do on the piano. It's really only something that you could do on string instruments, I believe. I could be wrong, I'm not a total expert. But when you learn vibrato, and you play it on pieces, like if you play pieces with vibrato versus without vibrato, you could definitely hear the difference in it. It plays such a huge, like, it has such a huge contribution into the musicality and intonation that you have when you play a piece. And I know technically when you play Baroque pieces, you're not supposed to use vibrato. Like how on piano, you're not supposed to use the pedal. But nowadays, you know, some people do it anyways. I personally don't see what's wrong with that. But I know some people get super offended if you do play vibrato on it for a Baroque piece, or you use the pedal when you play on the piano. Yeah, oh, my laptop's sleeping. No, hold on. You see, this is a failed study with me audio. I might just end it here and record another audio after, for the fact that I think I'm gonna end up listening to a lot more pieces instead of doing work. But yeah, I definitely recommend giving classical music a try. Or if you ever want to talk about classical music, I'm always down to talk about classical music. I promise you, I'm not one of those those snobby people. I personally am still learning a lot more about classical music and just about the topic of music in general. So I'm always open to talk about music, whether it's classical or just modern music, mainstream music, whatever it is. I love music. Music is a really big part of my life. Well, science is also, I enjoy music as well. It's as big of a part. I can't speak. Music is as big of a contribution, I guess, in my life as science is. I could talk hours on end when it comes to science or music or even movies, TV shows, Marvel. Okay, that's enough rambling. Yeah, I'm gonna end the audio here, for the fact that I pretty much did not study for a good chunk of it. I hope you enjoyed listening to this piece with me. Whether or not I'll have classical music in my future study with me audios is is something I'll debate, considering the fact I did not do work. But it was amazing to listen to, and I hope you enjoy listening to it too. Or you learned something with me rambling. Or you enjoyed listening to me ramble about classical music and just get really, really essentially fangirl about it. Or at least I hope this audio helps you sleep. Whatever you're using this audio for, I don't know what kind of purpose this audio serves for some people. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed me trying to study but end up failing. I'll have more study audios coming out, definitely, for the people who enjoy it. Until next time.